I've got the recorder going.
All right, well, everyone, welcome. Sorry I can't be there in person today. We're going to go ahead and get started. I welcome Andy Hill as a new member of our planning commission. And let's do a roll call. Today is March 3rd, 2026. I don't know how the best way to do the roll call. Let's do the people in person first.
We can start with Russ.
Russ Whitaker.
Andy Hill.
And then online.
Ben Aiken, I'm here.
Marley Swain here.
Excellent. Let's get started with approval of the minutes for February 3rd, 2026. Anyone have any comments on that?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes from February 3rd, 2026.
All right, I got a motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Marley. All right, public comment period. Since I can't see, I'll just open up the public comment.
Ben, you'll want to do a roll call vote on for the minutes?
Or just a vote.
Or a vote, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, can we get a general vote on the minutes?
Aye.
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 I'll abstain because I wasn't here.
Okay. Looks like that passes, Ben.
That good? Okay, thanks. The lag is kind of getting me. So, I'll just open the meeting to public comment. If there's anyone who would like to make a comment, they can do so now.
Nobody's making a comment.
Perfect. All right. We're just going to do one item today. We're going to discuss and recommend to the City Council a plat amendment to address the phasing and new boundary lines for the Ventana Resort Village, Phase 1 and 2, and Phase 1A. Today?
All right. So this has come to us before. They wanted to take the apartments out of phase one and phase two. Sorry, I'm trying to get to... Oh, it's this one. And the developers decided to come back in and change the boundaries, and that's a significant enough change that it needs to come back through Planning Commission and City Council. So the apartments most of you guys are aware, but it's down in this corner right here. There are four buildings that they're going to be building with the attainable housing, which are its apartments that they're doing. Originally, two of the buildings were with phase one. The bottom two were with phase two. They want to vacate those out of phase one and phase two and have their own phase for the apartments, which will be phase 1A. Previously, the boundaries were just around the apartment buildings, and now they want to include the parking area. So this is all parking around here.
All right.
So.
Does that change the timeline of when they build the apartments?
No, there's not really any timeline attached in our development agreement. They do have a pending permit that hasn't been paid for yet, so we've done a plan review on it. As long as they pay for that permit before July 1st, the permit will become valid. If they wait until after July 1st, they will have to go through the plan review again. The state is ready to adopt the 2024 building codes. So when we change codes, we can't honor a permit that we've done a plan review on the previous codes. So that's the only thing that will kind of trigger another plan review. Another thing on this with the conditions in the staff report, the surveyor has done their first review on this. They requested a few minor corrections. So there is a condition that the survey signs off on this as well. So.
Okay. Would Tom like to say anything on this before we discuss it?
No. Tom Avent, the Thunder Rock Group. The big reason for this is so that all of the non-PAD area is within the bounds Oh, go up here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not speaking to the crowd today.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's just so that all the non-PID areas, so everything outside of that public improvement district is within the plat. That way it doesn't create multiple taxing areas. And it just cleans, it's more of a housekeeping item that we've recommended to them several times and they finally decided to do it, so. That's it.
All right, and anyone have any comments?
No, sir.
No.
They said no.
No, all right. Are we ready to make a vote on it already?
Anybody want to make a motion?
Could you bring the motions up and I will?
Yeah. Maybe, if my computer wants to cooperate. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not. There we go. Can you see that okay, Russ? So the top one's the positive recommendation.
Did we need to include the survey?
If you just read the top and then this, it'll grab the conditions.
Yeah, so because right above where it says that in the staff report, it talks about two conditions.
Do you want me to show that?
Approval.
I move to send a positive recommendation to the City Council for the plat amendment to the Ventana Resort Village Phase 1 and 2 and creating Phase 1A affecting parcels K-13-1, Utah Annex K-366-43, K-366-44, and K-366-CA2, based on the findings and conditions of approvals outlined in the staff report number PLAN-26-005.
Perfect. We have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Andy seconds that.
Fantastic. Let's start with Russ and Andy for a roll call on that.
Aye.
Aye. This is Andy.
Aye.
And I'm an aye.
All right. Do we need to continue 2, 3, and 4 officially, or can the chair just do that?
You don't necessarily have to officially continue them. Unless anyone objects. So chair, if you want to inquire whether anyone objects to handling 2, 3, 4
and 5
at the next meeting.
Perfect. Sounds good. All right. So we have 3 legislative decisions and 1 work meeting. Items number 2, 3, and 4. Does anyone object if we push that to the next meeting?
No.
Fantastic. No. Then we will push that. Do I need to make a roll call on that?
No.
No.
All right. Then let's push that to the next meeting. Do we have a staff report?
So just a reminder about the spring training with the Utah Land Use Institute. I included that brochure and the itinerary in one of the emails. I believe it was the email I sent on Friday. If you guys are interested, it's both in person and webinar. Again, city has a budget that will pay for that for you. So that's awesome. Really all I have.
All right. Commission members, anything?
Arlen?
I don't have anything. That we just approved.
What about any council? Is there a council member that has anything?
Oh, sorry. Arlen was saying he didn't have anything.
I don't
think he can hear you.
If someone can make a motion to adjourn the meeting, that would be fantastic.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Oh.
All right, fantastic.
Hey,
guys.
Terry. Terry joined us. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.